We are familiar with the images, but only once have I had the chance to witness it firsthand. In elementary school, our science teacher brought in a shiny chrysalis hanging from a twig she had cut from a bush. And within the protective casing, the caterpillar was inside, radically transforming its body. For 2 weeks, we watched in amazement as the new creation eventually emerged as a monarch butterfly. This metamorphosis is not about being a caterpillar or a butterfly, but the journey from caterpillar to butterfly. The process of becoming something new. But it often involves struggle and is not always easy. Are you familiar with the slow and sometimes painful process of becoming something new? Well, this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is a reflection on becoming a new creation, and one not by your own hands, but based on the designs of the world. A new creation inspired by the very mind of God. A new creation far more beautiful than anything human hands could even imagine creating. So as you begin this meditation, begin to be aware of your journey. Where are you in the process? Are you still a caterpillar or an emerging butterfly? Are you aware of progress, or are there still miles to go before you rest? Are there any thoughts of pride over how you've helped shape what you're becoming? Or are there thoughts of sadness over how little progress you've seen? Well, no matter which, I want you to center your thoughts and your feelings now in a moment of prayer, a thankful prayer for being in the presence of your Creator God, the guiding Spirit, and the transforming Son, all still creating you. Continue by responding to this passage from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Transform me." Listen carefully. The Lord God is about to do a new thing. Lord God, transform me. A new thing that will spring forth, and will you not be aware of it? Lord God, transform me into a new creation. He will even put a road in the wilderness to this new thing, rivers flowing in the desert, as He transforms me into a new creation, the mind of Christ. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, at beginning or end, feel yourself becoming wrapped tighter into the presence of God, secure within the protective casing of His care. Pray and plead softly as He radically transforms you. Pray for Him to transform you into a new creation, one of His design. Advertising messages and movies and music, they all cast their own designs over how we should look and act. Do you ever find yourself falling victim to the designs of the world? Desiring to become a creation of the world? Be honest with your answer. He knows the truth. Without giving attention to the detail of the design, note the feelings and emotions as you may long to be someone else's creation, an earthly creation of a worldly design. Feel no judgment as you note your desires. You are safe here in the presence of your gracious Creator God. Now, let those feelings, temporal thoughts of being designed by the world, simply start to drift away now. They are not of God. He has designs for you far more beautiful than what the world offers. Let mortal designs now drift by slowly out of you as you now center your thoughts on being a new creation designed by God, allowing Him to design your mind, transform your will, center your thoughts to become His. Center also on your breathing. Take several deep, full belly breaths now. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Each exhale cleansing you of your own designs. And each inhale filling you with God's perfect plans for you. Center now on your breathing. Earthly designs may still appear in your mind. Not to worry. I give you permission for those, but just don't focus on them. Allow those thoughts to drift easily from secular creation to sacred creation. Note any thoughts of temporal design and let them just be a reminder to center back on thoughts of divine design as your mind now transforms to that of Christ. Continue as you center on now allowing His Word to transform your mind in this, the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth, Greece, one that had been struggling with identity, quarreling over being in the world or of the world. Can you relate to that? Do you have the need to ever start over with a fresh heart, a new beginning? A new design. Then let this be a message for you too, as you cherish each word for you from Paul through the Holy Spirit from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 from the New International Version. To you, my friend, who is loved by God and called to be a saint, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, you are in Christ. And when you are in Christ, you are the new creation that has come. The old has gone, the new is here. The old you has gone, the new you is here. So rejoice, my friend. What emotions or thoughts did that stir as you opened and read this letter from Paul? Well, listen once more from Scripture for what the Holy Spirit may be etching onto your heart. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. What did you hear at this second reading that may have surprised you? What word or thought or image came to mind? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Thank you. allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be a prayer. A prayer of God's grace, love, and provision to transform you into a new creation. Dear Lord God, from now on, let me not regard anyone according to the flesh. Even though I know of Christ according to the flesh, yet now I know him that way no longer, but now by his Spirit. Therefore, let me embrace that truth that when I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. My old self is passed away, and behold, now I have become new. And in this I plead and pray in the name of Christ. Amen. For the next minute, I want you to meditate on Paul's words. Let these words become now your prayer, a prayer of transformation, a contemplation on being the new creation of the Creator of the universe. Listen now to this wider passage a third time, less for words and more for how you experience them from the English Standard Version. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who, through Christ, reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. What did you encounter in that passage? Something new or something familiar? Well, reflect on the encounter you had for a moment. And while still resting here in imaginative contemplation, I want you to stay within this passage. Did you hear the word reconciling? Entrusting to us the message of reconciliation, the message of restoration, of making one image compatible with another. Well, using your imagination, I want you to return to seeing the chrysalis. Watch as it reconciles what it was to what it is now becoming. Watch it on the twig wiggling and wrestling as it transforms into what it is about to be. Reconciling to becoming a new creation. Do you see it? Well, take this minute and consider your continued transformation, continually being made new. What is it about you that he's continuing to refine? Where is he continuing to mold and shape and reveal you, his new creation? Let the process of your transformation be your contemplation for a minute. Stay here for a while longer, transformed, a new creation, your mind now that of Christ. As you rest here in closing, be mindful of moments you long for the designs of the world. How might you take those moments to reconcile with who you now are in Christ? And be aware, too, of others you pass on your path that may be still straining to become something new. Who do you know that is exhausted searching for earthly designs, settling for less than who they can be in Christ? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, watch with great expectation for a moment to accept who you are, to emerge a new creation, to fly with new wings, for it will be then and there you will reflect and encounter the divine Creator God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now, to not regard anyone according to their old flesh, but to embrace the truth that when you are in Christ, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now may the healing work of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with the transforming love of God be what brings you most joy as His creation, now and always. Amen.